Torch, is it fair to say the first 10 minutes of this game for your team have to be better than the first 10 minutes last night?
Yeah, and that's the crux of our meeting. We don't want to put ourselves in that situation again. We've got some guys that understand how to play. We want to try to play the right way right away in the game. This team's rested, Toronto. They're waiting for us. We come in late. They know what they're up against, so we need to keep it simple, but we certainly need to have a more consistent effort in the first 10 minutes.
I talked to Brandon Dubinsky last night, and he was talking about the slow starts, and I asked him, I said, you know, this isn't the first time or the second time you've talked about this throughout the season. How disappointed are you that you guys can't get it to change? And is it kind of the same with you going into those meetings and maybe addressing the same things, I don't know, maybe two out of every four games?
Yeah, it gets frustrating. And you know what you have to do. I've seen the team play hard for consistent periods of time, but it's still not consistent enough, especially our starts. So you talk about it, but this is rhetoric, Bob. This is all rhetoric, and that doesn't put you on the ice and do the things you need to do. So hopefully we keep banging away at it. It becomes part of us as far as our starts and build that way.
Last night you talked about the goalies and your concern about these young kids being in a situation they're not quite ready for. Can you tell me the difference between getting a lot of shots and seeing a lot of action at the NHL level? And, you know, because you want goalies to see shots, yeah. But how can it kind of work the other way sometimes?
Yeah, well, you know what? Let me answer it this way. I watched the video, and I watched the game last night. We did not play well in front of our goalie. And when you have two young guys come up and – certainly they weren't forecasted this year to be here with us, but we have two injuries. We need to be better in front of them, and we need to accept that responsibility. I thought Anton made some really good saves. He made way too many in that first period. So I think this is a team thing, and we need to be better in front of them.
Last night we talked about the new building that you were playing in Brooklyn. I want to talk to you about the building again here. This isn't just a building. This is kind of a culture here. You've got some Ontario kids that are going to play tonight. When they play in a building like this, they have to channel everything the right way?
Yeah, you have a lot of family members coming here as a visiting team. Everybody has their family coming in. It's such a great building. It's such a great hockey market. You just got to make sure you stay within yourself, too. Sometimes it's not about getting them ready to play. They'll be ready to play because of all family members and all that and just the atmosphere here. It's about playing the right way, and especially in the situation we're in, being simple when we start this game and not trying to do too much. And the biggest key for us, I think, is getting ice right away, getting our forecheck going right away and not spending those first few minutes in our end zone. We need to get some momentum right away within this game.
David Savard had a goal last night. That's his first goal of the year, which is almost surprising because he has that ability. But how much do you need that secondary scoring, and how much do you need your fourth line to be a part of this game?
Yeah, it's back-to-back, and I've been really trying to spread the ice out throughout here, but especially in back-to-back. So fourth line's going to play. Boulder had a couple of chances last night. I thought the fourth line had some good shifts. We may move some people around in certain situations with our lines. Everybody's going to play, and it needs to be a group effort. And the number one thing here tonight is for us to get to our forecheck, we got to get the puck packed right away, and that's defending the proper way. In the first period, we ran around and never could get the puck so we could get going the other. We need to defend the proper way tonight.
All right, Torch, thanks. Good luck tonight.
My pleasure.
Head coach John Tortorella. Milan, back to you.